Dr. Martin Luther King's greatest desire was for social equality and economic justice, and it is well known that he was planning a Poor People's March on Washington before his tragic death in 1968 at the age of 38. Kathleen Witcher, president of a local NAACP branch, spoke about the ongoing resistance against the closing of Irvington General Hospital and gave some sobering statistics about the health of New Jersey inner-city blacks 38 years after his death.
We want to read that the New Jersey Department of Health reports in 2004 that the life expectancy for whites is 6.5 years or 9.1% greater than that for African Americans living in New Jersey. There are 19,000 plus cases of people living with HIV and AIDS in Essex County. 241,000 people are living in New Jersey with invasive cancer. And the question was raised by a commissioner, how will the people get to these places once you have closed the hospital down? And I will conclude by telling you that they said you will take a taxi.
Ras Baraka, the son of famous radical poet Amiri Baraka, was recently appointed Newark councilman at large. He spoke about the attacks on affirmative action and what it means to Black America.
And sometimes we get so caught up in our fight, we forget that we're fighting against someone. Mm-hmm. And that the devil they speak about in church holds a real form.
Oh, come on now.
Policy organizations, lobbyist groups. If you watch the Alito hearings, you've heard them talk about an organization that he belonged to, where they oppose outright and openly the enrollment of women and minorities in the school. It's actually against the law now to even say set aside in a political environment. You have to come up with words to say other than set aside, because set aside is illegal because you can't set nothing aside for yourself. To such a point where the enrollment in the universities is declining, where in over a dozen states, there are more black men in jail than in the university. See, we have to be clear that these people have never stopped waging an attack. They have continuously fought against all of the gains we have made.
Greg Payton was a black teenager when he was drafted for the Vietnam War in 1967. He recalled that after Dr. King's assassination, the military ordered that no more than two black soldiers should be allowed to congregate. After the war, he says, an entire generation was lost to drugs, illness, and poverty.
Martin Luther King, who was the drum major for justice, said, when a bomb drops in Vietnam, it lands in Harlem.
That's right. You know, that's right. That's what he
when,
said.
When a bullet is shot in Iraq, someone dies in Newark. And that's the truth.
The People's Organization for Progress invites everyone to march at noon this Monday in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on his holiday from Broad and Market Streets in downtown Newark to the Rodino Federal Building. For the WBAI Sunday News in Newark, this is Fred Nguyen.